This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A federal appeals court in Atlanta has refused to intervene in the case of Terry Schiavo. In a ruling early this morning, the court rejected an emergency request from the brain-damaged woman's parents to have their daughter's feeding tube reinserted. Lawyers for Terry Schiavo's parents say they have not exhausted their options yet. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been following the case and joins us now from Pinellas County, Florida, where Terry Schiavo is in a hospice. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Ari, what exactly did the Atlanta Appeals Court say?
Well, the Atlanta Appeals Court's ruling came less than 24 hours after a Florida court issued a very similar ruling. The standard was the same in each court. Basically, in order for the court to intervene in the case, lawyers for Terry Schiavo's parents would have had to show substantial likelihood of success if the case went to full trial. And according to two of the three judges on the panel in Atlanta, they didn't do that. The ruling said that the lawyers for the parents failed to demonstrate a substantial case on the merits of any of their claims. There was one dissenting judge. He said that he didn't see any harm in reinserting the feeding tube, and he said that to not reinsert the feeding tube would result in Terry Schiavo's death, and so the case then could not be fully considered.
How surprising was this ruling by this particular court?
Well, this court has a reputation for being conservative, and the legislation that Congress passed allowing the case to come before this court was spearheaded by conservative Republicans, so some believe that that might mean this court would find in favor of the parents, siding with Congress in this case. But yesterday, the lawyer for Michael Schiavo, Terry Schiavo's husband, said that he believes his was actually the conservative argument, because Michael Schiavo is arguing that this case is about the government intruding in an individual's private medical care, and generally the argument that the government should not do that is a conservative argument. So the lawyer for Michael Schiavo said he expected that conservative judges would look favorably on his argument. Unlike the first federal court that heard this case in Tampa, there were no oral arguments, so it was all filed electronically, and we didn't hear anything about how the court responded to it until they issued their ruling early this morning.
Now, the lawyers, again, for Terry Schiavo's parents have said they have other options, but how serious are these judicial options?
Well, they can file an appeal with the Supreme Court, but twice before the Supreme Court has decided not to intervene in this case, and the lower court rulings have been so consistent when it comes to Terry Schiavo, they've so consistently found with the husband, that it seems very unlikely that the Supreme Court would decide to intervene now when twice before they've refused to intervene.
So is it possible that Congress, that lawmakers, would intervene again?
In Washington, it's very unlikely. Congress has already reconvened once this Easter break, and they're unlikely to do so again. But in Tallahassee, abortion opponents and conservative Christians have been heavily lobbying state lawmakers to try to get them to pass a bill that the state House passed last week, but the state Senate defeated. This bill would make it illegal to remove a feeding tube from someone who was terminally ill when the family disagreed about the best course of treatment to take, unless that person had a living will, which, of course, Terry Schiavo does not.
And Ari, do you have word this morning on Terry Schiavo's condition?
We've heard different reports from each side. The lawyers for the parents say the parents have visited her and seen her becoming weak and sallow, while the lawyer for Michael Schiavo, the husband, says Michael Schiavo has visited her and she is at peace, she is resting, and she is undergoing the death process that he says she would have wanted to undergo ever since she had a heart attack and suffered severe brain damage 15 years ago. The doctors have said that Terry Schiavo could last 1 to 2 weeks from the time the feeding tube is removed until her death. And the feeding tube was removed on Friday, so we're now in day 5 of the process. It's worth noting, though, that in 2003 the feeding tube was removed, and it was reinserted 6 days later, so she has not even gone as long without food and water as she did back then in 2003.
Ari, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Ari Shapiro in Pinellas County, Florida.